Hello, my name is Alan. I'm calling for an opinion research on behalf of our client and national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I please speak with Omar Jose Lopez?
Yeah, this is me.
Thank you very much. And in which state are you registered to vote?
Nevada.
Nevada, okay. Thank you so much. Now, what racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Depends. Sometimes white, sometimes Hispanic, Latino, but Latino's on there. I circle out first.
Thank you. And may I know what year were you born?
95.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
Probably certain.
Thank you. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Probably the economy.
Economy? Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, do you skip that one?
I skipped that one. Actually, I voted for third party.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Probably independent.
Thank you so much. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. First one is Donald Trump. How will you rate him from 0 to 100?
Probably 50.
Thank you. Next one, Joe Biden.
Probably 10.
Thank you so much. Now, thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Probably Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for Republican Sam Brown or Democrat Jackie Rosen?
Probably Sam Brown.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Probably Donald Trump.
And that will be much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. And now please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. First one, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next one, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you very much. Now, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation rates. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you strongly agree or disagree? I'm sorry. Somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you so much. We're halfway. Thank you very much for your time and for your patience. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. First one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Next one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you so much. Now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. First one, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Does that make you feel much less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for him?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you so much. Next one, a program that grants work permits that to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Does that make you much less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for him?
Somewhat less.
Thank you. Now, next one, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, or somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for him?
Much less.
Thank you so much. Next one, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for him?
Much less.
Thank you so much. Next one, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for him?
Somewhat less.
Thank you so much. We're almost done here. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for him?
Somewhat less.
Thank you so much. Next one, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, or somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for him?
Much less.
Thank you very much. Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. First one, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Is that very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Next one, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Is that very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
A little concerned.
Thank you. Next one, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Is that very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
A little concerned.
Thank you. Next one, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Is that very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
And last one, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Is that very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Little concern.
Thank you very much. We're almost done. Now I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. This one says, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. On the other hand, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
Orderly and secure, as in deporting them orderly and secure?
Well, much more information isn't written here, so I couldn't tell, but okay. That's pretty much, I'm reading this verbatim.
Mm-hmm. It's, probably the Donald Trump one.
Okay. And is that much closer or somewhat closer to your own view?
Somewhat closer.
Thank you so much. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Independent, Robert S.
Thank you. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Yes.
And what is your relationship to them? Are they your family member, coworker, acquaintance, or friend?
It's family member.
Thank you so much. Now, in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? I'm going to read you a list and let me know which one you use. First one, OAN or Newsmax, MSNBC and CNN, WhatsApp, Instagram, Fox News, Facebook, YouTube, Spanish language radio programs, TikTok, Univision or Telemundo.
Probably Instagram.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, and we're done with this. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
One is California, even since it got annexed into the U.S. They've been here since 1800s, and the other one is Mexico.
Okay, thank you so much. Were you born on the United States mainland or on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Mainland.
Thank you. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
In another country.
Thank you so much. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always English?
Spanish and English equally.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Now, probably Republican.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Undergraduate education.
Okay. Would that be graduate school or advanced degree?
Yeah, bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. And may I know, what is your religion, if any?
Roman Catholic.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Omar.
Thank you. Now, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
Yep, no problem. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Bye.